I would like to start with this seminar by giving you three simple rules which can help you to get the maximum out of the subjects which you will hear for the next week.
Želeo bih da započnem ovaj seminar time što bih vam dao tri jednostavna pravila. I ako sledite ta pravila, možete da izvučete maksimum od ovog seminara u toku nedelje.
You will hear actually very advanced spiritual knowledge which is usually transmitted personally from the guru to the disciple.
I vi ćete ovom prilikom čuti jako napredno duhovno znanje koje se obično prenosi sa duhovnog učitelja na učenika.
I will be the servant in the seminar of the Guru Parampara, this ancient spiritual university, you could say, and I will also be a servant of your own spiritual masters within this parampara by making you aware of some very, very powerful points of knowledge.
Ja ću na ovom seminaru u stvari biti jednostavno sluga guru parampare, odnosno tog jednog drevnog univerziteta i takođe ću predstavljati slugu vaših duhovnih učitelja time što ću vam predati duhovno znanje.
And for the time in which we are studying this knowledge together, I request you to follow the following three rules so that you can go very deep in your own attendance of this seminar and get a lot of deep jewels out of it for your own life.
I zato bih vas jednostavno zamolio da u toku ovog seminara dok studiramo ovo drevno znanje da sledite ova tri jednostavna pravila kako biste dobili najdublje dragulje od ovog znanja koje predstavljamo.
We will note these points down. The first is be punctual.
I mi ćemo zabeležiti ta tri pravila i prvo od tih pravila jeste da budete tačni.
That means come on time.
Što znači dođite na vreme.
I know for us Serbians and the lovers of the Serbian culture, this will be a major challenge, but try to meet this challenge.
Ja znam da će to za vas kao za osobe koje su iz Srbije, koje su ljubitelji srpske kulture, to biti pravi izazov, ali ipak pokušajte da sledite to pravilo.
The second rule is please listen. Not only with your intelligence, but also with your heart.
Drugo pravilo jeste da slušate i da ne samo svojom inteligencijom, već i svojim srcem.
When I mean listen with your intelligence, I'm refer to that you try to understand really what is said.
A kada kažem da slušate svojom inteligencijom, mislim na to da razumete ono o čemu se govori.
And when I request you to listen also with your heart, I request you to think about how what you will hear will relate to your own life.
A kada vam kažem da takođe slušate svojim srcem, onda se to odnosi na to da u isto vreme razmišljate kako se ono što čujete odnosi na vaš život.
The next question, the next point which I would like to bring to your attention is as you are going through this subjects which are presented in this seminar, there may be points which are more relevant to you where you are now in your on your journey in Krishna consciousness, and there will be naturally other points which are not so relevant at this point of your spiritual journey.
I još jedna poenta na koju bih želeo da vam ukažem pažnju u toku ovog seminara jeste da dok slušate postojeće izvesne poente koje se više tiču vas u ovom trenutku u vašem duhovnom životu, dok će isto tako postati neke druge poente koje možda za vas u trenutno nisu tako bitne.
So those things which are more relevant to you now, please make a note of them, and then when you go back to your ordinary life outside of Frushka Goranga, then you should immediately bring them apply them. Best as you apply them the next day.
I onda bih vas ja zamolio da zapišete te poente koje vas se tiču u ovom sada trenutku u vašem duhovnom životu I da čim napustite Frušku goru I kada odete kući, da odmah probate da ih primenite, znači sledećeg dana.
See, most devotees of the Hare Krishna movement have a problem. They have heard too much.
I većina bhakta u Hare Krishna pokretu imaju taj problem da su čuli previše.
And they have not applied what they have heard.
A nisu primenili ono što su čuli.
What happens if you hear very good advice and you never act on it?
I ono što se dešava jeste da ako čujete jako dobar savet, a nikada ništa ne uradite po tom pitanju,
you send a signal to your subconsciousness that whatever good advice comes, I just don't act on it.
I onda vi jednostavno svoje podsvesti šaljete signal da koji god dobar savet dobijem, ja jednostavno ne delujem u skladu sa njim.
So therefore it's sometimes easier to talk spiritual knowledge to someone who has never heard about it than to someone who has heard already so much.
I tako da je u tom smislu nekada mnogo lakše govoriti o duhovnim stvarima osobama koje nikada nisu ništa čule, nego onima koji su već toliko toga čuli.
So therefore I request you to break this unfortunate habit and you know, when you find something which is relevant, then mark it and says, this I'm going to try.
I onda bih vas ja zamolio da nekako već jednom prekinete tu ružnu naviku I da kada čujete nešto što biste mogli da primenite, da onda odmah kažete, aha, ovo ću ja primeniti.
As I said, we will be talking about very advanced spiritual knowledge, which is very intimate, you could say, or how do we say this, confidential, But just to store it in your mind or notebooks will not help you so enough. You need to actually practice it and then you will understand it fully.
I kao što sam već rekao, mi ćemo ovdje govoriti o jako naprednom duhovnom znanju, ali da bi vam to stvarno koristilo, nije potrebno da samo to zapišete u svojim sveskama ili da zabeležite u svojoj glavi, već je potrebno da delujete u vezi sa tim.
It is said that there are two powers which move every individual.
I rečeno da postoje dve moći koje pokreću svaku osobu.
Purushakara and Daivi Shakti.
To je to, yes.
Purushakara means that energy which you can gather by using your own physical and mental and intellectual abilities.
I purushakara se odnosi na onu snagu koju možete sakupiti time što ćete koristiti svoju fizičku, mentalnu I intelektualnu energiju.
This differs from person to person.
I to se razlikuje od osobe do osobe.
Amongst us there's a champion in weightlifting who can carry, I don't know what are the amounts which you carry, maybe 5,000 kg whatever it is, 250 maybe. Or.
I među nama je šampion u dizanju tegova koji može da podigne ko zna koliko, možda 5,000, 2,500 kilo.
Yeah. Our Govinda Gopal may not have that ability in his body.
I naš Govinda Gopal nema baš tu sposobnost u svom telu.
But he may have extraordinary strengths of intelligence.
Ali on zato ima izvanrednu moć inteligencije.
Which is also a strength.
Koja također predstavlja snagu.
So, Purushakara is the strength which we can mobilize by using our bodies and our mind and intelligence to perform a given task.
I purushakara se odnosi na onu snagu koju mi možemo pokrenuti tako što koristimo svoje telo, svoj um, svoju inteligenciju.
Mm-hmm. I think you all know the story of the king who told his laborers to find out what is the weight of an elephant.
Ja mislim da ste svi već upoznati dobro sa pričom o kralju koji je zamolio svoje radnike da izmere slona.
These laborers had complained to him that why did they get such a small salary, whereas the minister who was just sitting in the royal court was getting being apparently lazy, and why he got such a big salary.
I u stvari šta je bio slučaj? Ti radnici su se žalili kralju kako imaju jako malu platu jer naporno rade po ceo dan, dok ministar koji samo sedi u dvoru i izgleda kao da je lenj, samo sedi, on je jako dobro plaćen.
The king said he's performing much more work than you, and they protested.
I kralj im je odgovorio da taj ministar obavlja mnogo više posla od običnih radnika i zato su radnici protestovali.
So the king then said, okay, let us, I will show you, and he gave them an elephant to weigh.
I onda je kralj rekao, dobro, ja ću vam sad pokazati, i onda im je dao slona da ga izmere.
They went all over the country, but finally came back and said, Your Majesty, there is no scale which is big enough to weigh an elephant.
I onda su ti radnici išli širom zemlje, ali su se vratili i rekli su, ali kralju, pa ne postoji takva skala, baga na koje bismo mogli da izmerimo slona.
The king smiled and then gave the task to his minister.
I onda se kralj samo nasmešio i dao je taj isti zadatak svom ministru.
And the minister returned after only 2 hours and gave an exact count.
I onda se ministar vratio nakon samo 2 sata i dao je tačan podatak.
So and so many kilos.
Toliko i toliko kilograma.
The laborers protested. He's just making it up. There is no scale to find out what is the weight.
Ali onda su radnici protestovali i rekli su, ma on to samo izmišlja, pošto ne postoji vaga koja bi mogla da da tačne podatke o težini slona.
Then the king explained.
I onda je kralj objasnio.
No, the minister explained, actually. I'm sorry.
U stvari je ministar objasnio.
Well, I took a boat.
On je rekao da je uzeo jedan brod,
big enough to bring the elephant in,
koji je bio dovoljno velik da se na njega dovede slon,
and where the water, you know, the level on which the boat was when the elephant, the water level, you know, on which the boat was when the elephant was in the boat, I made just a strich, a line.
I onda on je rekao da je on u stvari zabeležio nivo vode do koga je brod uranjao u vodu kada je slon bio na brodu i napravio jednu liniju.
Then I took the elephant out and replaced it with sand sacks of 50 kgs.
I onda rekao, onda sam izveo slona napolje i zamenio sam ga sa vrećama peska koje su težile 50 kilograma.
And when the water came to the exact same line, I stopped putting sand sacks with 50 kgs in.
I onda je rekao, kada je brod opet došao do te iste linije koju sam ja ranije zabeležio, ja sam onda prestao da ubacujem te vreće od 50 kilograma.
And afterwards I just added the sand sacks and then I found the exact weight of the elephant.
I onda je rekao, i onda sam jednostavno prebrojao te vreće od 50 kilograma i saznao sam kolika je tačno težina slona.
The king said, aha! Do you now understand, laborers? You may have physical strength, but he has intellectual strength.
I onda je kralj rekao, aha, da li sada razumete, radnici, da vi imate fizičku snagu, ali ministar ima intelektualnu snagu.
And he is very strong on this.
I on je veoma jak u tome.
So Purushakara is what we or any human being can, the strength which he brings out of his body or the intelligence.
I znači Purushakara se odnosi na tu snagu koje bilo koje biće može da dobije od svog tela ili od svoje inteligencije, intelekta.
In this seminar we will not speak about this.
I na ovom seminaru mi se nećemo baviti ovim.
We will speak about the second strength, which is called Devi Shakti, divine energy.
I na ovom seminaru mi ćemo razgovarati o jednoj drugoj energiji koja se zove Devi Shakti, božanska energija.
For a person who can contact this divine energy, there is no longer the word impossible.
I za osobu koja može da kontaktira, da dođe u odnos sa ovom božanskom energijom, jednostavno ne postoji više nemoguće.
Everything is possible.
Sve je moguće.
Not because of his own strength, but because of the strength of the origin of the divine strength, that is of God.
I sve je moguće ne zbog snage te osobe, već je sve moguće zbog te energije izvora, to jest zbog energije izvora, znači zbog božanske energije.
In the ninth canto, chapter 10, text 20, we hear of this divine shakti or devi shakti.
I znači u devetom pevanju, desetom poglavlju, dvadesetom stihu, možemo da pročitamo o ovoj božanskoj energiji.
We hear about a battle.
I čujemo o bici.
Which was fought between Lord Rama and his soldiers, the Vanaras. Vanaras are monkey-like beings, like intelligent monkeys, you could say.
I mi u ovom pevanju možemo da čujemo o borbi koja se vodila koje su vodili kralj Ramachandra i njegovi vojnici koji su bili poput majmuna, ali su bili jako inteligentni.
They fought the most well-equipped army of the demon king Ravan.
I oni su se borili protiv najbolje opremljene vojske kralja Ravane.
This army had had weapons comparable with intelligent atom bombs.
I ova vojska je posjedovala takva oružja koja su imali koja su bila inteligentna i imali su bila su poput atomskog oružja, ali su bila također inteligentna.
Yes, and the most sophisticated sorcery. That is, which sorcery means zimzalabim, you know.
I oni su također posjedovali najefikasniju, najmoćniju magiju.
Magiju, yes. And still, the Vanaras were victorious because they were empowered by the divine energy of Lord Rama.
Ali ipak ovi ratnici, oni su bili pobedonosni zato što su se oslanjali na božansku energiju kralja Ramachandra.
They only had their fists with their nails.
I oni su imali jedino svoje pesnice i nokte na njima.
Sometimes branches from the trees, ping, ping, ping.
I nekad su imali i grane drveća.
And some stones and rocks.
I neko kamenje i stene.
And the other side was so much superior by Purushakara strength.
A druga strana je bila toliko superiornija zbog te Purushakara snage.
But the Vanaras, the monkey beings, were empowered with Daivi Shakti.
Ali ta biće poput majmuna, oni su bili opunomoćeni božanskom energijom, Daivi Shakti.
And the Rakshasas were actually cursed by the wife of Lord Rama, by Mother Sita.
A s druge strane, ove rakšase, oni su bili prokleti od strane majke Site, supruge kralja Ramachandra.
Therefore, they could, they were vanished.
I zato su bili uništeni.
Srila Prabhupada attributed the success of spreading Krishna consciousness within 10 years all over the planet Earth and making it a household word in every people's vocabulary to that Daivi Shakti strength he attributed.
I Srila Prabhupada je rekao da se Hare Krishna pokret raširio širom čitavog sveta u toku 10 godina upravo zahvaljujući toj božanskoj energiji.
When sometimes people were amazed how he could publish 70 books and have temples within every major city of the world within even 10 years, he said, I didn't do anything.
I kada bi ljudi bili zadivljeni kako je Srila Prabhupada napisao 70 knjiga i kako je otvorio hramove u skoro u svim većim gradovima sveta, Šila Prabhupada bi jednostavno rekao, ali to nisam ja uradio.
It all happened by the mercy of Krishna.
Sve se to desilo milošću Krišne.
And then he said more specific, it happened by the blessings of my spiritual master.
A onda bi bio još određeniji, rekao bi, sve se to desilo blagoslovima mog duhovnog učitelja.
Sometimes he would also say, by the blessings of the parampara.
A nekad bi također rekao da se to desilo zahvaljujući blagoslovima parampare.
Prabhupada had requested those powerful blessings.
I Prabhupada je tražio te moćne blagoslove.
There was one sadhu living next to the Radha Damodar temple where Prabhupada resided, who remembers being awakened each night by some unusual sounds.
I postoji jedan sadhu, jedna sveta osoba koja je živjela pored Radha Damodar templa i koji se sećao da bi ga svake noći budili neki čudni zvuci.
He thought maybe a ghost or a wild animal. He didn't know what to make out of these sounds.
I onda je ta osoba mislila, možda je to neki duh ili možda je to neka divlja životinja. Jednostavno nije znao odakle potiču ti čudni zvuci.
Then one night he climbed on the roof to just see what or who made these sounds.
I onda se on jedne noći popeo na svoj krov kako bi video šta ili ko pravi te čudne zvuke.
And he described, he saw Srila Prabhupada with a jaru, doing jaru seva. Jaru means these Indian brooms, you know, they are like, made from these many little sticks you have seen in, before Rupa Goswami Samadhi, sweeping.
I onda on video Šila Prabhupada koji je upravo radio je tu džaru službu, džaru seva, znači tom metlom je čistio ispred samadija Šila Rupa Gosvamija.
And he cried.
I onda je on plakao.
Oh Rupa Gosvami, oh Gurudev, please give me your mercy.
I on je plakao i rekao je, o Rupa Gosvami, o Gurudev, molim vas dajte mi svoju milost.
Mm-hmm. Ami Guru Deva, mi Salvador. Ami Guru Deva, mi Salvador. Spanish. Please give me your mercy.
I on je molio, rekao je, molim te, daj mi svoju milost.
And he said he received these blessings to be successful by Rupa Goswami and by his spiritual master.
I on je i rekao da je on dobio blagoslove da bude uspošan i dobio te blagoslove od Rupa Gosvamija i od svog duhovnog učitelja.
We hear also that he prayed for many years for this.
I mi također čujemo da se on tokom mnogo godina molio za tako nešto.
All the sadhus who saw him, they knew that Abhicharan Babu is so determined.
I svi sadhuji koji bi ga vidjeli, oni su jednostavno znali, Abhicharan Babu, on je tako odlučan.
When he finally came to America, he was ready.
I kada je konačno došao u Ameriku, on je bio spreman.
He brought with him the strings of blessings.
I on je sa sobom doneo snagu tih blagoslova.
He had no novats, no contacts. His belongings were fitting in a small suitcase like this.
I on jednostavno nije imao nikakvog novca, nije imao nikakve kontakte i sva njegova svojina mogla je stati u jedan mali kofer.
He had no purushakara.
On nije imao tu purushakara.
But he had the power of blessings with him, the Daivi Shakti.
Ali je sa sobom imao snagu tih blagoslova, Daivi Shakti.
Once in the winter time he sat on a bench and he was met by another American. You know, they sat in the snow, they sat in Central Park.
I tako se jedna zima desilo da je on sedeo u tom, tako se zove, Central Park, u tom jednom parku u Americi.
New York, yes.
U Njujorku, sedeo je sa jednim starijim američkim gospodinom.
There was a white, dead blanket of snow over Central Park.
I nad centralnim parkom je sav centralni park je bio prekriven tim snežnim prekrivačem.
Covering all the life.
I prekrio je sav život u parku.
And all the enthusiasm.
I sav entuzijazam.
Then this American asked, "Are you from India?"
I onda je ovaj Amerikanac upitao, "A jeste vi iz Indije?"
Prabhupada, da.
I Prabhupada je rekao, da.
What do you have here?
A šta vi ovde imate?
Oh, many temples.
Oh, mnogo hramova.
I've published many books and there are so many followers. Americans are so nice.
Ja sam izdao tako puno knjiga, imam tako puno sledbenika. Amerikanci su tako fini.
Oh, said the man, I'm very interested. Can I visit your temple and read the books?
I onda je ovaj gospodin upitao, aha, ja sam veoma zainteresovan, da li bi mogao da posetim neki vaš hram I da pročitam neku knjigu?
Not yet, not yet.
Još uvek ne, još uvek ne.
Only a little time is separating.
Samo nas malo vremena deli.
It was Prabhupada's answer.
To je bio Prabhupadov odgovor.
He was so convinced, he knew he had the power of blessings with him.
On je bio tako ubeđen zato što je znao da ima snagu tih blagoslova.
And 10 years later this man by chance happened to come into a temple and see the displays, you know, with what Prabhupada had of Prabhupada's preachings with the books and guru quotes and everything. And he recognized the same man from the park bank.
I onda je 10 godina kasnije ta ista osoba imala priliku da dođe u jedan hram I tamo je video šta je sve Šila Prabhupada uradio po pitanju propovedanja I guru kule. I onda je rekao, ja sam video ovu osobu u parku.
The goal of this seminar is to teach, no, to learn how we can obtain these powerful blessings.
I cilj ovog seminara jeste u tome da naučimo kako da pridobijemo tu snagu blagoslova.
And maybe more important, where we should go to get them.
I ono što je možda još važnije, gde treba da odemo da bismo ih dobili.
My dear devotees, you can struggle your whole life.
Moji dragi bakte, možete da se trudite čitavog svog života.
You can have enthusiastic dreams how you will be successful.
I možete da imate entuzijastične snove o tome kako da postanete uspešni.
How you will convince the world that you are special.
I kako ćete ubediti čitav svet kako ste vi specijalni.
You can make dreams how you can go back, that you will go back to Godhead.
I možete čak da imate snove o tome kako ćete otići nazad kući, but nazad Bogu.
But if you rely only on the strengths of your body and the intelligence, you will actually not go very far. You will only go up to the border of your karma.
Ali ako se oslonite samo na snagu svog tela I uma, onda u suštini nećete otići mnogo daleko. Otići ćete samo do granice svoje karme.
Not even with one step you will cross that border of your own karma.
I nećete čak ni jednim jedinim korakom preći tu granicu svoje karme.
Only if you actually become aware of the power of blessings and you obtain blessings can you start your spiritual life in seriousness.
I jedino ako postanete svesni snage blagoslova I ako ih zadobijete, onda možete napredovati.
There's a verse.
Postati ozbiljni I napredni.
There's a verse to this effect.
I postoji stih koji to potvrđuje.
Mahat kripa vine kona kami bhakti naya krishna bhakti dure raho samsara na ekshaya mahat kripa vine kono kame bhakti naya Krishna bhakti dure raho samsana ekshaya. It means unless one receives the blessings of a great devotee.
Ovaj stih kaže, osim ako osoba ne dobije, osim ako osoba dobije blagoslove velike duše,
no act which one does can be called devotion.
Nijedan čin koji ta osoba napravi ne može biti nazvan devocijom, predanim služenjem.
Without the blessings of a great devotee, no one cannot attain Krishna.
I bez blagoslova velikog bhakte osoba ne može dostići Krišnu.
One cannot even attain liberation from material life without the power of blessings.
I bez snage blagoslova osoba ne može čak dostići ni oslobođenje od materijalnog sveta.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes in Jaiva Dharma a verse from the Brihannaradiya Purana 4:33 which says the incarnation for bhakti is awakened by the association with Bhagavan's bhaktas.
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur u Jaiva Dharmi on citira jedan stih iz
Naradiya Purana.
Iz Brihannaradiya Purane koji kaže da se inkarnacija bhakti javlja samo u kontaktu sa velikim osobom.
Let us look at some wonderful examples of individuals who could do amazing things beyond their own limitations by the power of blessings.
I hajde da sada razmotrimo primere nekih osoba koji su upravo uz pomoć blagoslova mogli da urade neke veličanstvene stvari.
I especially like the example of Jagannath Das Babaji who was, imagine, 120 years old at the time where these examples happened. How old are you, Radha Kripa? Maybe 25 or something. He was 100 years older than you.
I Sachinanda Swamiju se naročito sviđa primjer Jagannatha Das Babaji i ono što je specijalno jeste da on imao 120 godina kada su se ovi primjeri desili.
Yes. Jagannath Das Babaji had the servant Bihari.
I Jagannath Das Babaji imao slugu koji se zvao Bihari.
Bihari was very strong in body.
I Bihari je bio veoma snažan telesno.
Because Jagannath Das Babaji was so old, he sat bent over like this.
I zato što je Jagannath Das Babaji bio jako star, on je sedeo ovako jako pognuto.
And when he wanted to see, he would have to raise his eyelids like this.
A kada bi želeo da gleda, onda bi morao da podigne svoje očne kapke ovako.
So Bihari had to carry him on a basket which he was wearing happily either on the shoulders or on the head.
I onda Bihari morao da ga nosi na svojim ramenima u jednoj košari koju nosi ili na ramenima ili na glavi.
Imagine this, you know, the guru in the basket.
I el možete sada zamislite tu scenu, guru u košari.
Yes. And Bihari happily comes singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
A Bihari srećno ide i peva Hare Krishna, Hare.
So once Jagannath Das Babaji told him, "Today I want to hear about Mahaprabhu from Chaitanya Charitamrita."
I jednom je Jagannath Das Babaji rekao, danas želim da slušam iz Čajtanja Čaritamrite o Čajtanju Mahaprabhu.
Bihari, go on the marketplace and buy a copy of the Čajtanja Čaritamrita.
I onda je on rekao, Bihari, molim te idi do prodavnice i kupi jedan primjerak Čajtanja Čaritamrite.
And then you will read it to me.
I onda ćeš mi čitati iz nje.
Bihari said, I can't read the Bengali script. I'm from Bihar. I can read Hindi.
I onda je Bihari rekao, ali ja ne mogu da čitam Hindi, ja ne mogu da čitam bengalski jezik zato što sam ja iz Bihara i tamo se uči Hindi.
No, you buy this and it will work, don't worry.
I onda je Jagannath Das Babaji rekao, ma samo ti kupi taj primjerak i to će funkcionisati.
So he bought this book and then sat there and he looked at the Bengali script and it just didn't make any sense to him.
I onda je Bihari otišao i kupio taj primjerak Čajtanja Čaritamrite i gledao u taj tekst na Bengaliju i jednostavno ništa nije imalo smisla.
Izvinite, I can't read it.
Izvinite, ali ja ne mogu da pročitam.
No, you look and you try.
Samo ti pogledaj, samo malo probaj.
All of a sudden, he could read. Mahat kripa vina kone kame bhakti naya. And he read it. And now listen, Dionysus, with complete understanding.
I onda jedan put on je mogao da čita i to ne samo da čita, već je potpuno razumeo o čemu se radi.
Not like we when we try to pronounce Bengali, we yes as Kripa and as Kame, yes and Bhakti I know also, the rest I don't know. No, we have no idea what it says, but he could relish the Chaitanya Charitamrita and he was exclaiming, aha, aha, wonderful, and continued to read.
I on nije čitao poput nas, kada mi čitamo Bengali, mi možemo da razumemo neke reči, aha, ovo je, znam šta znači kripa i bhakti, ali ne razumemo potpuni smisao toga. A on je mogao da čita i da sasvim uživa u lepoti tog teksta, sve je razumeo.
Another time Jagannath Das Babaji told him, today we will do kirtan for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you play the madanga.
A sledeći put Jagannath Das Babaji on je rekao danas ćemo praviti kirtan za Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ti sviraj mridanga.
No, Guru Maharaj, I've never touched the mridanga. I'm totally untalented for rhythm.
O Guru Maharaj, ali ja nisam nikad čak ni dotaknuo mridangu, ja sam kompletno netalentovan za ritam.
No, no, I will sing and you will play.
Ja ću da pevam, a ti samo sviraj.
And as Jagannath Das Babaji started his kirtan, Bihari picked up that madanga and he could play very intricate rhythms which are taking long time to learn.
I onda kada je Jagannath Das Babaji započeo svoj kirtan, Bihari je uzeo mridangu i započeo da svira neke ritmove koji su jako teški, za koje treba jako dugo vremena da se nauči.
These two stories, and there are many, many more, tell you very, very clearly that here an individual disciple could do something by the empowerment of his spiritual master.
I ove dve priče, a ima ih još puno takvih, on govore upravo o tome da je učenik mogao učiniti jako puno zato što je bio opunomoćen od strane svog duhovnog učitelja.
He couldn't do it on his own.
On to nije mogao da učini svojom sobstvenom snagom.
He did it on the power of blessings.
On je to učinio pomoću snage blagoslova.
But you must know, if you or anyone wishes to get these blessings, he needs to understand what are the principal laws that these blessings can come to him.
Ali ako vi želite da dobijete te blagoslove, ili ako bilo ko to želi, ta osoba mora jednostavno prvo da zna osnovne principe pomoću kojih tih blagoslovi mogu doći.
These powerful blessings will only come when the disciple or an individual places himself into the right situation.
I ti blagoslovi mogu doći jedino onda kada se osoba koja ih želi postavi u pravi položaj.
Blessings flow always from up from a higher altitude to a lower altitude.
I blagoslovi uvek teku sa višeg položaja ka nižem položaju.
Because this is such an important point, I will ask my Tamos to teach this to you.
I zato što je ovo jedna jako bitna poenta, ja ću onda zamoliti svoj termos da vas nauči toj poenti.
This Tamos is not an ordinary Tamos. It went around mountain Kailash.
A ovaj termos nije ni malo običan termos. On je obišao oko planine Kailash.
See, this water will only flow when I go from up to down.
Kao što vidite, ova voda će teći jedino od ozgo na dole.
The water flies from higher to lower altitude.
I voda jednostavno ide sa višeg položaja ka nižem.
I will now try the other way around.
I sada ću ja probati na drugi način.
Tamos, please pour the water into this.
Ajde sad, dragi termos, molim te, uspi vodu u šolju.
Okay.
Evo.
Oops. It doesn't work.
Ne funkcioniš.
Ne funkcioniš, yes. So a disciple will also only get the mercy or the empowerment if he learns to place himself in a lower position, in a humble position in relationship to his Guru Maharaj.
Tako da će i učenik moći da dobije blagoslove jednostavno ako se postavi u pravi položaj, odnosno u niži položaj u odnosu na svog duhovnog učitelja, u ponizan položaj.
Most Westerners don't know what this means.
A većina osoba sa zapada jednostavno ne znaju šta to znači.
Here's a list from the Hari Bhakti Vilas, what it means to go for a disciple, to go into the proper humble mood.
I evo ovdje imamo listu iz Hari Bhakti Vilas, šta to znači za učenika da se postavi, da bude u pravom raspoloženju.
First point, disciples should be devoted to their spiritual master's lotus feet.
Prva poenta jeste da bi učenik trebalo da bude predan stopalima svog duhovnog učitelja.
Second point, they should be fully prepared and capable of upholding the vows they have made to their spiritual master.
Druga poenta jeste da bi učenik trebalo da bude potpuno sposoban i u stanju da se drži zaveta koje je dao svom duhovnom učitelju.
Third point, they should be engaged day and night in the Lord's service with body, mind and words.
Treća poenta jeste da bi učenik trebalo dan i noć da bude zaokupljen službom za gospodina, svojim telom, svojim rečima i svojim umom.
Fourth, they should desire to know the absolute truth.
Četvrto jeste da bi učenik trebalo da želi da zna o apsolutnoj istini.
Fifth, they should be spotless in character, truthful, gentle and polite.
Peto jeste da bi trebalo da imaju besprekoran karakter, da budu istinoljubivi i blagi.
And they should be pleasing in appearance and intelligent.
I trebalo bi da budu prijatni po svojoj pojavi i inteligentni.
They should show proper respect to elders.
Trebalo bi da umeju da pokažu ispravno poštovanje starijim osobama.
To initiated Vaishnavas and to the Lord.
Iniciranim Vaishnavama i gospodinu.
Listen to this. They should be silent on material subjects and control their senses.
A sad slušajte ovo. Trebalo bi da budu, da ćute, to jest da ne govore o materialnim stvarima i da su sposobni da kontrolišu svoja čula.
And they should have no attraction to committing sinful activities.
A također trebalo bi da nemaju nikakvu privrženost ka činjenju grešnih dela.
You might say in your very celebrated honesty, impossible, I'm a human being.
I vi možete reći sa svom onom svojom slavnom iskrenošću, pa to je nemoguće to.
But the amazing thing is, if you just try to see these as guidelines and try to act accordingly, then already the blessings will come.
Ali ono što je zadivljujuće jeste da ako ovo vidite kao neke vodilje, onda će blagoslovi doći i to će biti moguće.
The simple truth is, you should aspire to take a very humble position so that the power of blessing can flow.
I point istina je u tome da treba da težite da zauzmete taj ponizan položaj i onda će sva snaga blagoslova doći.
Yes. Then you will be able to experience some wonders in your life.
I onda ćete biti u stanju da iskusite izvesna čuda u svom životu.
I would like to now do something which is a little risky.
Ja bih sada želeo da uradim nešto što je malo opasno.
I will try to move your intelligence.
Ja ću pokušati da pokrenem vašu inteligenciju.
I do not know what will come out.
Ja ne znam šta će se desiti.
I would like to request you to turn to your neighbor.
Sada bih želeo da vas zamolim da se okrenete ka svom susedu.
And I will give you a task which you should discuss with him.
I ja ću vam dati jedan zadatak i znači dobit ćete nešto što treba da prodiskutujete sa svojim partnerom.
Please only discuss about what I will ask you.
I ja bih vas zamolio da pričate samo o onome što sam vas zamolio.
I will go around and control whether or not you speak about prasadam and other interesting subject matters.
A ja ću sam lično da se šetam okolo i da proveravam da li razgovarate o prasadamu i sličnim temama ili onome čemu bi trebalo.
Are you ready?
Da li ste spremni?
It's really a touchy question.
I u pitanju je stvarno jedno opasno pitanje.
Please describe to your neighbor as honest and as truthful as possible.
Ja bih vas zamolio da opišete svom susedu onoliko iskreno i istinito koliko je to moguće.
If you ever have received blessings in your life.
O tome da li ste ikada dobili blagoslov u svom životu.
Remember maybe a time.
I možete da se možda setite vremena.
Where you were doing something which you possibly could not have done on your own.
Kada ste uradili nešto što niste mogli da uradite svojom sopstvenom snagom.
I remember when I was only 3 months in the temple in Hamburg, I had to give a lecture in the German TV, zweites Programm, second channel. I was so excited, I couldn't speak because, you know, to be in the TV, oh Krishna. But somehow I spoke, and apparently very nicely, and I didn't know what I spoke. So my grandmother phoned me and said, I didn't know that you are so intelligent.
Ja se sećam kada sam ja bio samo 3 meseca u hramu, onda sam dobio taj zadatak da dam lekciju na nemačkom drugom kanalu. I znate kako to može da izgleda, sad trebaš da se pojaviš na televiziji, jedva sam mogla da pričam, sad sam bio uznemiren, a onda sam govorio, izgleda da sam jako fino govorio, mada nisam imao pojma ni šta govorim, i onda me je baka nazvala i rekla, upa, ja nisam znala da si ti tako inteligentan.
I said, well, did I do something right?
Ja sam pitao, pa jel sam uradio nešto ispravno?
Yes, you were on TV and you spoke about this high philosophy.
Da, bio si na televiziji, govorio si o toj uzvišenoj filozofiji.
What did I say, baka?
Šta sam ja rekao, bako?
What? You don't know what you said.
Šta? Pa ti ne znaš ni šta si rekao.
You are not intelligent.
Pa ti nisi inteligentan.
I remember this.
Ja se jako dobro sećam toga.
And later I saw a copy and it was, you know, from the Bhagavad Gita.
Bilo je nešto iz Bhagavad Gita.
And I noticed I had the blessings of Prabhupada to say this.
Ja sam primetio da sam ja imao blagoslov Šila Prabhupada da bih to rekao.
Think about something where you know it was maybe a miracle.
I sada se setite nečega što je možda predstavljalo izvesno čudo.
Maybe how you were saved in a car accident.
Možda to kako ste bili spašeni u automobilskoj nesreći.
Something where you feel this happened due to blessings.
I nešto što imate osjećaj da se desilo zahvaljujući blagoslovima.
You will have to think a little bit deeply.
I morat ćete malo dublje da razmislite.
Don't imagine something.
Ali nemojte isto ni da zamišljate ništa.
I'm doing this exercise very, very precisely. I'm doing this exercise with you now at the beginning of the seminar, where most properly you will have to struggle to find some answer.
Ja sad radim ovu vežbu sa vama na početku seminara, kada ćete najverovatnije morati malo da se pomučite kako biste našli odgovor.
A few months after the seminar, it will be very easy for you to give answers to this question if you apply the knowledge which you hear here.
A nekoliko meseci nakon ovog seminara moguće je jako da će vam biti jako lako da odgovorite na ovo pitanje zato što ćete primeniti ono što ste čuli na ovom seminaru.
You will be like one of the many people who went through this seminar and said my life has totally changed, you know, with this information which I have taken on. I live a blessed life, I feel.
I možda ćete biti upravo vi jedna od onih osoba koje su kao osobe koje su ranije prošle kroz ovaj seminar i koje mogu da kažu da mi ovaj seminar mi je stvarno izmenio život i sada mogu da uradim stvari koje ranije nisam mogao.
So for now, when in your life did you get blessings?
Znači za sada, kada ste u svom životu dobili blagoslov?
Describe the incident.
Opišite taj događaj.
You will have around 7 minutes for this.
I imat ćete negde oko 7 minuta za to.
Hare Krishna. Have you both had, did you both have equal time to share your experience with your neighbor or no? You need a little bit more time maybe?
Da li su oboje od tih partnera imali vremena da podele svoje iskustvo? Znači, da li ste imali podjednako vremena ili možda neki nisu stigli? Da li vam treba još vremena?
It's all right.
U redu je?
Okay. Someone of you has a...
Da li neko ima maramicu?
Slaja has. It's all right. There is... Slayaji, ovaj. Ti sam Angel. In the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, we hear an amazing incident of the power of blessings.
I u knjizi koja se zove Učenje gospodina Čajtanje možemo čuti o toj neizmjerno začuđujućoj moći blagoslova.
It appears in on page 151 to 152. This it's only for the transcribers, the second paragraph, so please type it from there. Okay. It describes how Lord Chaitanya had finished his instructions to Sanatana Goswami. Please help me. Was it a Prayag, isn't it? Or was it the river Ganga?
I tu je dat opis toga kako je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu završio davanje instrukcije Sanatana Goswamiju na obali reke Gange.
And Sanatana Goswami said, you have taught me lessons which are not even understood by Lord Brahma, the greatest being in this universe.
I Sanatan Goswami je rekao, ti si me poučio lekcijama koje ne može da razume čak ni gospodin Brahma, koji je najviše biće u ovom univerzumu.
But I really cannot do anything with these lessons. I cannot even touch a drop of these lessons.
Ali ja ne mogu ništa da uradim sa tim učenjima, ne mogu da taknem čak ni kap tih učenja.
I am only a layman. But if you want me to dance, then give me your benediction by placing your feet on my head.
Ja sam tako neuka osoba, ali ako želiš da plešem, onda možeš da staviš svoje stopala na moju glavu.
Yes. See, Sanatana Goswami was expected by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to write transcendental books. And he understood, yes, theoretically I have heard everything, but practically it must be realized first in my heart, then only I can write.
I vidite, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je očekivao od Sanatana Goswamija da on napiše knjige o tim učenjima, ali Sanatana Goswami je rekao, ja mogu teorijski da shvatim o čemu se tu radi, ali praktično u srcu ja nisam shvatio.
And Prabhupada then comments, instruction alone cannot make one expert.
I onda Srila Prabhupada kaže, sama instrukcija ne može od osobe da načini stručnjaka.
Unless one is blessed by the spiritual master or the acharya,
Osim ako osoba nema blagoslove duhovnog učitelja ili očarja,
such teachings cannot become fully manifest.
Takva učenja ne mogu biti potpuno manifestovana.
Don't we all know this, my dear devotees?
A zar nam svima nije to poznato, moji dragi bhakti?
We have heard so much.
Mi smo čuli tako puno.
But often don't we feel that this knowledge which we have received is not really living in our heart?
Ali zar ne osjećamo tako često da to znanje koje smo dobili ne živi u našim srcima?
And we feel incapable to act upon this knowledge which is only theoretical.
I mi se jednostavno osjećamo nesposobnim da delujemo na osnovu tog znanja. To je sve teoretski.
However, when in addition to the knowledge, the blagoslav come, it awakes almost like sleeping gunpowder awakes when a spark sparkles it.
Ali ako na to uputstva dođe snaga blagoslova, onda će se to znanje probuditi kao što se taj prašak puščani, barut, kao što će se barut probuditi ako ga dodirne varnica.
There is a song in this connection.
I postoji jedna pesma u vezi sa ovim.
Gurudev, kripa pindudija, karo edase, trena pekatina, sakala sane, baladija karo, nijamane sprejaina. Gurudev, give to the servant just one drop of mercy.
O Gurudev, daj ovom slugi samo jednu kap svoje milosti.
I am lower than a blade of grass.
Ja sam niži od slamke.
Give me all help.
Daj mi svu pomoć.
Give me strength.
Daj mi snagu.
Let me be as you are.
Pomozi mi da budem onakav kakav mi ti želiš. Ne, poput tebe.
Yes. I offer you all respects.
Ja ti nudim svo poštovanje.
For thus I may have the energy to know you correctly.
Kako bih dobio energiju da te upoznam na ispravan način.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the author of this book, continues to write how the blessings can give him strength.
I onda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, autor ove knjige, on nastavlja da govori o tome kako mu blagoslov može dati snagu.
How the blessings can give him empowerment to chant in ecstasy.
I kako mu blagoslov može dati opunomoćenje da mantra u ekstazi.
And he ends, if you are not merciful unto me.
I onda on završava, ako ti nisi milostiv prema meni.
I can only weep.
Mogu jedino da jadikujem.
My dear devotees, this is what we should ask our spiritual master.
I moji dragi bhakte, ovo je ono zašto bi šta bi trebalo da tražimo od svog duhovnog učitelja.
Spiritual strength to go the road of Krishna consciousness.
Duhovna snaga da idemo putem svesnosti Krishne.
Purity in heart so that we can chant the holy name in ecstasy.
Čistota u srcu kako bismo mogli da pevamo sveto ime u ekstazi.
Intelligence so that we can live a spiritual life.
Inteligencija kako bismo mogli da vodimo duhovni život.
Yeah. By these blessings everything is possible.
Da, pomoću ovih blagoslova sve je moguće.
Yes. Here we will quote of course the whole song. So at the end, we are actually in good time today. I would like to tell you how the power of blessings work.
I na kraju ja bih želao da vam kažem kako moć blagoslova funkcioniš.
They often bring forth in us something which is already sleeping.
I jako često se desi da blagoslovi u nama iznesu na vidjelo nešto što već spava u nama.
As a spiritual soul, we have three sleeping powers in us.
I kao duhovna duša, mi imamo tri uspavane moći u sebi.
It's the ichcha shakti, the willing potency.
To je ichcha shakti, snaga željenja, volje, snaga volje.
Ja, snaga volje. Yes. See, when the devotees in this, when the liberated devotees in the kingdom of God want something for to do for Krishna, it is already effect.
I vidite u duhovnom svetu, kada te čiste duše požele nešto da urade, da učine za gospodina, to je, to se već stvori, to je već činjenica.
There is the jnana shakti, the jnana shakti which is sleeping in us, the potency of knowledge.
I tu je takođe gyana shakti, to je znači moć znanja.
And there's also a kriya shakti sleeping in us, the energy of doing things.
I takođe u nama spava i kriya shakti, odnosno ta moć delanja.
But all these shaktis are sleeping.
Ali sve ove energije spavaju.
They need to be awakened so that we can access and use them.
I potrebno da ih probudimo kako bismo mogli da im priđemo i kako bismo mogli da ih koristimo.
Like a sleeping person who needs to be awakened. Probudite, probudite. These shaktis need to rise being awakened by the power of blessings.
I poput osobe koja spava i koju je potrebno probuditi, znači moramo da je pozovemo, isto tako i ove energije spavaju nama i potrebno ih je probuditi.
I would like to give you one example from the life of Hanumanji.
Ja bih želela da vam dam jedan primer iz života Hanumana.
Hanumanji was the direct son of Lord Shiva and Vayu.
I Hanumanji, on je bio direktno sin gospodina Šive i Vajo.
By some complicated arrangement, the seed of these powerful personalities was placed into the womb of Angeya, that is a vanara, intelligent monkey being.
Yeah. I nekim komplikovanim sad procesom, seme ovih moćnih osoba bilo je stavljeno u utrobu varane ove inteligentne majmunice Agijeje.
So because of the powerful fatherhood of Shiva, the little baby was also extremely powerful, but he had the mind of a little monkey and created disturbance with it.
I zahvaljujući uticaju svog čuvenog oca, gospodina Šive, ovaj majmun je u sebi isto tako imao neku moć, ali s druge strane, pošto je bio majmun, bio je jako onako nemiran i uznemiravao je, pravio neko uznemirenje.
Once he came to an ashram.
Jednom je on došao u ashram.
Where some good sadhus lived.
I tu su živjeli neki fini saduji.
They used to go every morning to answer nature's call, they would leave the ashram, and then nearby the river, they would just answer nature's call.
I onda bi te osobe ujutru otišle malo dalje, blizu reke, kako bi odgovorile na ovaj zov prirode. Znači, otišli bi iz ashrama do reke.
And just to do some mischief.
I kako bi napravio neki nestašluk.
Hanuman took two powerful tigers.
Hanuman je uzeo dva jako moćna tigra.
He woke them up in the morning.
On ih je probudio ujutru.
And then he bound them together by the tails.
I onda im je zavezao repove.
This requires a lot of strength.
A to zahteva jako puno snage.
And willpower.
I takođe snage volje.
I don't think even Bali Sadachar would try such a thing.
Ja mislim da čak ni Bali Sadachari ne bi probao tako nešto.
So when the saints, you know, needed to go out of the ashram, to answer nature's call. There were these two tigers. They were going rawr, rawr, and trying to get to each other and just whirling around in a circle. And it was not safe to pass there.
I onda kada su ti sadovi ujutru jednostavno osjetili potrebu da se olakšaju I krenuli ka vratima, tu su zatekli dva tigra koji su se vrtili okolo I zbog kojih nije bilo moguće proći.
First the nature call was very silent.
I onda je ta potreba da se olakšaju bila onako jako tiha.
It was just a little bit.
Samo malo.
Then as the saints waited for the tigers to stop their fighting.
I onda kako su ti sveci čekali na tigrave da oni prestanu da se bore?
The nature call became more loud.
I onda taj zov prirode postao sve glasniji.
Finally it was screaming loud.
I na kraju je vrištao.
But they couldn't go out because the tigers were just fighting with each other.
Ali oni nisu mogli da idu napolje zato što su se ti tigrovi tako borili među sobom.
Because each tiger thought the other tiger did this to them.
I zato što je svaki od ovih tigrova mislio da je ovaj drugi upravo to uradio njemu nažal.
Can't you fight somewhere else?
Zar ne možete da nađete neko drugo mesto?
Now when the saints were like this.
To su sveci razmišljali.
They all of a sudden heard chika, chika, chika. Chika is the sound of the monkey's ears.
I onda su odjedan počuli taj zvuk majmuna koji se smeje.
And they looked up at Hanuman who was just going, wow.
I onda su samo pogledali u Hanumana, on je umirao od smeha.
And they had so much trouble with the nature call.
I onda su oni imali već toliko problema sa tom potrebom da se olakšaju.
So they cursed him.
Tako da su ga prokleli.
You monkey.
Ti majmune.
You may be the son of Shiva and Vayu.
Možda si ti sin Šive I Vajua.
But you misuse your strength.
Ali ti si zloupotrebio svoju snagu.
And therefore we curse you to forget who you are.
I zato te proklinjemo da zaboraviš ko si.
You will think you're an ordinary maimon.
Ti ćeš verovati da si ti običan majmun.
Only when you will use your strength in the service of Lord Ram, someone will remind you that you have these strengths.
Jedino onda kada budeš koristio svoju snagu u službi gospodina Ramachandre, onda će te neko podsjetiti da posjeduješ I te neke druge moći, ko si ti.
And then by the power of the blessings of Ram, they will be awakened.
I onda snagom blagoslova gospodina Rame, onda će te moći biti probuđene.
Afterwards Hanuman forgot everything.
I nakon toga Hanuman je sve zaboravio.
Until finally he was requested to find Sita, who was Sita, the wife of Lord Rama, who was kidnapped by Ravan.
I onda je konačno Hanuman, njega su zamolili da pronađe majku Situ, koju je kidnapovao Ravana.
Helplessly she was tortured really on the island kingdom of the demon king.
I ona je bila bespomoćna I bila je mučena od strane kralja na njegovom ostrvu.
Hanuman got information where she was, but how could he cross the ocean from the southern tip of India to the island kingdom Lanka?
I iako je onda Hanuman imao informaciju o tome gdje se Sita nalazi, on se pitao kako sada da preskoči čitav taj okean koji se nalazi između južnog dela Indije I tog ostrva kraljevstva Lanke.
There's a poem about this which Prabhupada quoted. It means, oh, I can't get it together. Something Cylon jumping melancholy. Yeah, big monkey, big belly, Cylon jumping melancholy. Yes.
I onda postoji jedna pesma koju je Šila Prabhupada citirao, a koja kaže veliki majmun, veliki stomak.
But if he has to jump to Cylon, to Cylon, to Lanka, he will fall in melancholy.
Aha, ali znači. Ali ako treba da skoči na ostrvo, bit će u melanholiji, u depresiji.
he thinks he can't do it.
On misli da to ne može da uradi.
So Jambavan came at that time.
I onda je Jambavan došao.
Hanuman!
Hanuman!
You are Hanuman!
Ti si Hanuman!
You can jump over the ocean.
Ti možeš da skočiš preko okeana.
You have the Kriya Shakti and the Icha Shakti with you.
Ti imaš sa sobom i Kriya Shakti i Icha Shakti.
And the Gyana Shakti.
Takođe i Gyana Shakti.
Now jump and go to Sita. Find Sita.
Sada skoči i pronađi Situ.
He jumped not 4 meters, not 10 meters, not 20 meters. He jumped 800 miles. This is absolutely the universe record.
I onda je on skočio ne samo 4 metra, ne samo ni 10 ili 20 metara, on je skočio 800 milja i to je definitivno sve univerzumski rekord.
He is the son of Vayu and Shiva, no problem.
I on je sin Shive i Vayu, tako da za njega nema problema.
I feel all of us are in the same situation.
I ja osjećam da smo svi mi u istoj situaciji.
We have forgotten that we are eternal souls of Krishna.
Mi smo zaboravili da smo mi večne sluge Krišne.
That we are full of bliss and knowledge.
Da smo puni blaženstva i znanja.
So often we are disturbed with some childish little problemski.
Tako da smo jako često uznemireni sa nekim detinjastim problemima.
We take it so serious. We are so much in melancholy.
I mi to uzimamo tako za ozbiljno i onda postanemo melanholični.
But my dear devotees, the power of blessings can bring us in contact of who we really are.
Ali moji dragi bakte, moć blagoslova nas može dovesti u vezu sa onim što mi stvarno jesmo.
When devotees give a lecture, they will always pray for blessings.
I kada bakte daju lekciju, oni će se uvek moliti za blagoslove.
Please, those of you who know the prayer, you kindly say with me.
I zamolio bih one koji znaju ovu molitvu da je ponavljaju, da je govore zajedno sa mnom.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate giram yat kripatam aham vande shri gurum dinataranam. By the blessings of my spiritual master. Sometimes the prayer also said, by the blessings of Mukunda, the Lord, a layman can cross mountains.
Pomoću blagoslova duhovnog učitelja, ili nekad se kaže isto i pomoću blagoslova gospodina Mukunde, hroma osoba može preći planine.
A blind man can see the stars in the night sky.
Slepa osoba može videti zvezde na noćnom nebu.
And a fool,
a budala,
and the speaker means himself, yes, can become an eloquent speaker.
Ovde govornik u stvari misli na sebe i kaže da iz budala može postati jako elokventan govornik.
Yes, this power of blessings can awaken our spiritual potencies which accompany the sleeping soul.
I znači da moć blagoslova može probuditi te naše uspavane duhovne energije koje prate živu dušu, koje prate dušu.
Now yes, this was the first session.
Ovo je bio prvi deo.
I will now ask for your questions in a moment.
I sada ću vas za trenutak pitati za pitanja.
But I would like to say, I have given, I've talked about the principles of getting blessings.
Ali bih prvo želao da kažem da sam govorio o principima pomoću kojih možemo dobiti blagoslove.
We have learned about one source of blessings.
I mi smo naučili o jednom izvoru blagoslova.
Krishna and the spiritual master.
Krishna i duhovni učitelj.
We have learned also what should be our attitude in order to receive the blessings.
Mi smo takođe naučili kakav bi trebalo da bude naš stav da bismo dobili blagoslove.
But at this stage we may feel, well, this lecture is a little bit too philosophical for me.
Ali u ovom trenutku možemo misliti ova lekcija je malo previše filozofska za mene.
We might feel that it's not really on my level. I'm not Hanuman.
I možemo da osjećamo to uopšte nije na mom nivou zato što ja nisam Hanuman.
And I'm also not a very surrendered soul.
A i nisam neka jako predana duša.
I mean I'm just trying and I'm trying my best. It's yes.
Ja jednostavno pokušavam i pokušavam najbolje od sebe.
My dear devotees, I will address these points.
Moji dragi bakte, ja ću govoriti o ovim poentama.
I have taken great work for 2 years to really find how it can work for everyone.
Ja sam se stvarno jako trudio tokom ove 2 godine da pronađem način da ovo funkcioniše za svakoga.
But I really feel if we don't understand the principles first, we will not be able to really experience.
Ali jednostavno imam utisak da ako u startu ne razumemo principe na kojima se ovo zasniva, onda normalno to neće funkcionisati.
Yeah. Oh, Krishna, so wonderful subjects. So don't worry. I can promise you, it will be just for you what we will say.
I zato nemojte da brinete, ja vam obećavam, bit će upravo za vas ono što imam da kažem.
I'm also like you, an ordinary person, so I really thought very deeply, can it be very, very much relevant?
I ja sam razmišljao kako ovo može biti jako značajno za vas, jer sam poput vas.
Oh, Krishna, I'm so excited, actually. I cannot wait, I want to just continue now, up to tomorrow morning, at 10 o'clock and then you are fully enlightened.
Ja sam toliko uzbuđen da bi jednostavno želao da nastavim sad odmah i da pričam tako sutra ujutro 10 sati i onda ćete svi biti prosvetljeni.
But I will stop here.
Ali ću ipak stati ovde.
And we'll see if you have any questions at this moment.
I vidjet ću da li imate bilo kakva pitanja u ovom trenutku.
Mislite. Please think.
Molim vas, razmislite malo.
I've seen Nanda Dulal, then I have seen Toshan Krishna Prabhuji. Our Maharajis are still thinking, then I have seen Vijayanayaka. Yes, please speak. Maybe it's good, Diane, if we can give a microphone, and then we all hear it immediately, then we don't have to scream and it's immediately available for the devotees. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get blessings in very general way that can include many possibilities of fulfilling this blessing, and then we can think about this blessing and contemplate during the time how we can do this. And if we have some practical idea how we can fulfill the blessings that we already got, do we need again to ask for blessings for the practical thing to do, or we should try ourselves and then see how it's going? I mean, if this is right thing to do, or maybe there is a better possibility, mm-hmm. Or we should think that we already got blessings and this is enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could you say it in Serbian, please?
Da nekada dobijemo blagoslov duhovnog učitelja, generalni blagoslov koji uključuje mnoge mogućnosti kako možemo da ispunimo taj zadatak, tako da kažem, onda mi tokom vremena razmišljamo i kako možemo da ispunimo, i onda kad imamo ideju ili konkretno nešto da uradimo, da li onda treba ponovo da pitamo za blagoslov za tu konkretnu ideju ili baš treba, ili treba da mislimo, nema veze, već sam dobio blagoslov, ja sad treba da pokušavam na načine kako najbolje znam i umem, eto, to je otprilike to.
Mm-hmm. There are certainly general blessings like may you become Krishna consciousness, or like Prabhupada said, may you go back home, back to Godhead.
I definitivno da postoje neki generalni blagoslovi, kao na primjer imaš blagoslov da postaneš svestan Krišne, ili kao što bi često Šila Prabhupada govorio, on bi rekao imaš blagoslov da se vratiš nazad kući, nazad Bogu.
And then there are specific blessings.
A onda također postoje i neki specifični blagoslovi.
Like we may pray to the deities that we can serve the Vaishnavas during the summer camp 2006 in Serbia in a particular way by cooking nicely so that their stomachs can digest it very well.
Ili postoje, možemo da tražimo neke specifične blagoslove, na primjer ovdje na kampu 2006. možemo se moliti božanstvima da kuvamo jako lepo, nešto što će isto biti jako lako za probavu, tako da možemo da zadovoljimo bhakte.
And when a devotee asked, so the devotee will, if he wishes to do something, he will ask for specific blessings. If he wants to do something very specific, which may not be pronounced in the general blessing.
I onda ako bhakta želi da uradi nešto specifično, on će naravno tražiti blagoslov upravo za tu stvar, zato što to nije uključeno u taj generalni blagoslov, uopšteni blagoslov.
What you were referring to, Nanda Dulal, is more instructions.
A ono na što si ti mislio, Nanda Dulal, to su instrukcije.
Yeah, instructions where the devotee should use his own intelligence.
To je u stvari onaj slučaj kada bhakta treba da koristi sopstvenu inteligenciju.
For instance, we all have heard that we should serve Vaishnavas first, then serve Krishna.
I na primjer, mi smo svi čuli da bi prvo trebalo da služimo Vaishnave, a onda Krishna.
So we should now use our intelligence so that we know how in particularly we should serve Vaishnavas.
Tako da bismo trebalo da koristimo svoju inteligenciju i da shvatimo kako to mi da prvo služimo bhakte, a onda te Krishna.
You know there are these three types of disciples, and the one which we are now referring to is the one who knows already what his spiritual master wishes to do. He doesn't need to ask him. And he is first class.
I znate da imamo te tri vrste učenika i mi u ovom trenu govorimo o ovoj prvoj vrsti učenika koji već zna šta njegov duhovni učitelj želi da on radi i on jednostavno ne mora da pita svog učitelja i to je prvoklasni učenik.
So I would say when you have general instructions, you do not always need to get specific instructions.
I ono što sam želela da kažem jeste da kada imate neke uopštene instrukcije, onda ni ne morate da dobijete te specifične.
But blessings are different.
Ali blagoslovi su nešto drugo.
A devotee who wants blessings will ask for specific blessings.
Bhakta koji želi određeni blagoslov, on će tražiti baš taj blagoslov.
Because alone he will feel, without the strength, he will feel himself unfit for a particular job.
Zato što će se sam i sa tom snagom koju sam posjeduje, on će se jednostavno osjećati nesposobnim za taj posao koji želi da obavi.
Yes. Of course we do not require to ask specifically for blessings on every little act which we do.
I naravno da ne treba sada da tražimo posebno i pojedinačno blagoslove za svaku malu stvar koju želimo da uradimo.
But when something comes up in our lives where we feel we need the blessings, then yes, we will ask for specific blessings.
Ali kada u našem životu iskrsne nešto, zašto nam treba blagoslov da bismo to uradili, onda naravno da ćemo tražiti blagoslov.
Whereas when something comes up where we need an instruction, we will think of how would we will creatively think and we will not need to ask.
A kada iskrsne nešto gdje nam je potrebna instrukcija, onda ćemo jednostavno kreativno razmišljati i nećemo ništa pitati.
Mm-hmm. See, blessings you ask when something comes up where you know I'm stuck now.
Vidite, blagoslove tražite onda kada vam se nešto ispreči i kada ste se zaglavili pa ne možete dalje da napredujete.
This usually something very specific.
I to je obično nešto jako određeno.
It does happen in our devotional life.
I to se dešava u našem duhovnom životu.
One day we wake up.
Jednog dana se jednostavno probudimo.
We feel I have forgotten so many things.
I mi mislimo, joj, zaboravio sam tako puno stvari.
Where is my spiritual life?
Gde je moj duhovni život?
Where is my ljubav for Krishna?
Gde je moja ljubav za Krišnu?
And we feel, but I'm so stuck.
I mi onda mislimo, ali ja sam se zaglavio.
If I now don't get the walking stick of the mercy of the saints, of the sadhus, I won't be able to walk on my slippery path. Where I have fallen, because it's slippery.
I onda mi mislimo, ako sada ne dobijem jedan štap za poštapanje koji se sastoji od te milosti, onda ću se ja okliznuti na svome putu i neću biti sposoban da hodam.
Yeah, then we will go and look for blessings.
I onda ćemo mi otići i tražit ćemo blagoslove.
It will become a little bit more clear as the seminar unfolds.
I ovo će postati nešto jasnije kako se seminar razvija.
Thank you very much for your very relevant question.
Mm-hmm. I hvala ti jako puno na tvom bitnom pitanju.
Došane.
Imamo neku duhovnu želju. Ili trebamo učiniti neko djelo za koje nemamo sposobnosti.
Mm-hmm. Aha. Just say the whole thing and then...
Imamo neku duhovnu želju ili trebamo učiniti neko djelo za koje nemamo sposobnosti. Šta je povoljnije? Da li moliti duhovnog učitelja i Krišnu za milost i blagoslove ili sa takvom vjerom kao da smo ih dobili već zahvaljivati se i slaviti duhovnog učitelja njegovu milost i blagoslove i Krišnu milost i blagoslove.
One moment. Your good name was Shubha Sandi, I believe. I'm just thinking, who's deciding these things? I would suggest, no, because we do. One moment, Shivas Pandit. It's 7:00. I think the devotees would like to be in the Aratik. So could you just, because we are, at some other place in the world, it's now 7:05, before 7:00. So, we are... the relativity of time is also there, you know, so... yes. Ritzi? Yes. Say, but there are many English people.
Ah, yes. Yeah. So, Toshana Krishna Prabhu, he was asking... If we want to do something and we know that we are not able of doing it, what should we do? Should we go to our spiritual master and should we ask for the blessings and should we pray and ask for blessings of Guru and Krishna? Or should we simply thank them for blessings, pray and thank them for blessings, not ask them directly, but simply thank them and continue? What is more auspicious to do? Ask for the blessings directly or pray and thank?
Oh, maledice, they're so sweet. They look at Krishna. Yes, very good. Look, but no need to talk loud. yeah, so nice. These are sadhus. Hare Krishna. These are the real devotees. Yeah. So, see, you should ask for blessings.
Trebalo bi da pitaš za blagoslov.
But you should not, there is no need to ask, to go directly to your spiritual master. You just connect to him and just pray. Why do you think we have every morning, you know, in the temple, in the temples, Guru Puja?
Ali nema potrebe za to da se ide direktno kod duhovnog učitelja, već ga jednostavno možemo kontaktirati. Zašto mislite da imamo svakog jutra u hramu Guru Puđu?
Avidya vinashayate, please destroy my ignorance, we say.
Mi u toj pesmi kažemo, molim te, uništi moje neznanje.
Give me love of Godhead.
Daj mi ljubav prema Bogu.
prema bhakti ahojte. So, we ask for blessings, and that's why we touch also the lotus feet. You know, they are there for you to touch as you're offering your flowers.
I mi tražimo blagoslove i zato kada priđemo mi također dodirnemo lotosa u stopala, ona su tu da bismo tražili za blagoslove, da bismo ih dobili.
Srila Prabhupada would always have a picture of his Guru Maharaj on his table, and he would, you know, sometimes people would give him a garland and he would first place it around the picture of his Guru Maharaj. He said, I don't accept. And only if Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had a garland, then he would take.
I Šrila Prabhupada je uvek imao na svom stolu sliku svog duhovnog učitelja i jako često bi se dešavalo da kada mu daju garland, on bi uvek stavio prvo na sliku Bhaktisiddhante Sarasvatije i rekao, ja ne mogu da prihvatim garland pre nego što ga moj duhovni učitelj prihvati.
It's a question of connectedness to Shankrishna, not a question of telephones and emails and the spoken word always.
I to je pitanje povezanosti, a ne pitanje telefona i e-maila.
It is in the consciousness.
Mm-hmm. To je u svesnosti.
Okay, so I think we should end here.